Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 71 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the uncertified, unofficial, making it up as I go along, fluffy bunny creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and, of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadebo.com, and I have put a link to that on the description page for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. As I say every single week at the top of the show. And today I want to talk about empowering labels versus bullshit titles. And I have a feeling that today's show, it's either going to just pour out of me with just amazing clarity, which if you listen to my show, you know that's probably not likely, or it's just going to come out as like a rambly, jumbly mess, because this is a subject that I am a little bit hung up on. It really hooks me in, and maybe we can analyze that later, but in fact, you've actually heard me talk about this more than once before, so at this point, I may just sound like a broken record to you, which is why I need to get some more guests on the show. I need to invite more people onto the show because I like to do that to offer a variety of opinions beyond my own, even conflicting opinions, because there are many people that I enjoy and respect who have differing opinions from my own. I know my opinion, in fact, is not the most popular in the new age and witchy community. Corinne Wilson, for example, was supposed to be on the show last week, and she and I actually have differing opinions, I think, about today's topic, and I'm so open to that. No doubt there is a good chance that you do too. I certainly do not expect you to agree with everything that I say, but I am just presenting myself as honestly as I can and sharing my perspective with you. And if what I have to say today pushes some buttons in you, I hope that if that happens, you will take a moment to ask yourself why that is. Is it simply because you do not agree with me? And if that is the case, I feel like it probably wouldn't push buttons in you. You'd just be like, yeah, no, I don't agree with that. But if it really triggers something in you, I think that's worth exploring because there might be something more to that, a kind of defensiveness around something. I don't know. This issue actually pushes buttons in me, so maybe we can have a conversation about that sometime together. I recently did a show called How to Be a Kick-Ass Witch, or that was the subject. And I talked about my take on being a witch and how I practice being a witch, and I offered it up as like, hey, if this interests you, you might want to try this too. If not, that's cool. And basically, I broke it down into I practice magic, I love nature. I'm a big old tree hugger. I work with nature. So magic, nature, and personal responsibility. Those were the three, like, kind of, facets of how to be a kick-ass witch, my style, how I do it. Nature, magic, and personal responsibility, taking responsibility for your life. And as everything I do, you know, I just kind of put it out there in the spirit of like, hey, this is my perspective. And somebody that I have had an internet friendship with for a while and someone I normally like very much, I think, unless I'm misinterpreting what he wrote to me, had a strong reaction to that show. And he actually wrote me this message that he said, I spent my whole life avoiding calling myself a witch. It wasn't until Samhain 2011 that I finally declared myself a witch. I waited that long because I always felt I did not deserve to call myself a witch. No matter how hard I tried, I never felt worthy of that name. Growing up, I've known some amazing witches whom I could never compare myself to. To call oneself a witch, one must earn that right first. I've been in the craft now for about 48 years, more or less, even though I declared myself a witch on 2011. I still do not feel in my heart that I've earned that right yet. That's how much the title of being called a witch means to me. And then he signed it, Student of the Old Religion. And now to me, and maybe I am misinterpreting this, but to me, that really reeked of a judgmental attitude. I guess the sentence of that's how much the title of being called a witch means to me, that implied that it doesn't mean very much to me, which was odd coming from this person because we talk and we're very friendly with each other. I was a little surprised by that. But it also, it just had this overall spirit of I'm not worthy, and I'm not worthy, so how dare you call yourself worthy? Wayne's World, I'm not worthy. I so don't get with that attitude at all. I believe I am worthy of the title witch because I have the courage to claim it, period. And believe me, coming from the background and current family situation that I'm in, it does take courage to call myself a witch, and I am proud of that. And it's not something that I feel I have to earn. From whom should I earn it? Who is worthy enough to deem me worthy? And can I get that in writing? Is there a universally recognized certificate that I can hang up on my wall? And if so, what does that get me? Does that give me the right to do magic, the right to worship nature? Do I need a license to do these things? Perhaps there's a certification program I can sign up for. There's a lot of online certification programs these days. Apparently, we can become certified angel readers, Reiki masters, crystal healers, and all that good stuff. And I know many of you are, so I'm not making fun of you. This is another episode in which I am encouraging people to use discernment in deciding what is right for them, what feels empowering, and what feels like bullshit. And what might feel empowering to me, a label that I use, might totally turn you off. It might feel like bullshit to you. Certification is big business, and that is why so many so-called healers, they switch to that model. And, I know this is shaky territory I'm getting onto. But a lot of these people, they're not able to make a lot of money doing what they do. And there are programs that they sign up for, online business programs, that teach them that certification is big business. And so they reframe their crystal healing business or their angel reading business or their tarot card reading business or whatever their business is. You'll see a big flip or a big switch in their public persona, and then all of a sudden they're offering certification programs. And they're often very expensive. And that is when they have these very successful businesses. And this doesn't just apply to New Age businesses. This also just applies to like online marketing and things like that. You'll never hear me, I have a biz witch thing that I do. It just sort of organically evolved because I wanted to share with people what was working in my own business and just talk about some of the pitfalls and some of the things that are working. But you don't hear me saying, I will teach you how to make 7 figures a year selling, you know, Reiki Master Healing or whatever, because I don't make 7 figures a year. I don't make 6 figures a year. but there's big business in telling people that you will teach them how to do that. And it's interesting because where discernment comes in is you want to ask yourself, is this person making their living doing this thing that they're going to certify me how to do? Or are they making their living selling certifications? And if you can answer that question, And maybe you just have to use a little bit of intuition to answer that question for yourself, because maybe those numbers aren't available. I think you might make a better decision for yourself if you're willing to part with, you know, three easy payments of $3.99 a month. That's a lot of money for some people. And then just in terms of witchcraft and magic, it's not that I don't have respect for tradition. I do, especially when it is handed down through a family generation after generation after generation. Believe me, I would have loved to have been raised by a super witchy grandma or the aunts in Practical Magic. I have my Strega fantasies. And I also have respect for someone who studies a particular tradition in an earnest, eager way and seeks out a sincere, time-proven elder in that community to learn from. But it's not tradition or a certain degree that really speaks to me when I'm trying to discern who to take advice from, who to make friends with, or especially who to give my money to. Not that I do this perfectly. I definitely make mistakes, but I always feel them immediately. I try to and am most often guided by an inner knowing. I listen to my own internal reactions to this person. Do they feel authentic? Do they have a strong sense of inner authority that is born of true wisdom and experience? Or are they just slapping a turban on their head and rattling off a bunch of New Age jargon to the tune of three payments of $99.99? There's a difference. And, you know, witchcraft degrees or the Golden Dawn, ceremonial magic, there is something to going through certain rituals of initiation in all, you know, earnestness with perfect love and perfect trust, especially if you're young or especially if you're really new to something and you don't have a lot of preconceived ideas about it and you can just go through the experience, like I said, perfect love and perfect trust with an open mind. It can be really transformational, especially if you go through a series of these initiations. And if you go through a series of these initiations and you have these big transformations and you feel a real connection to that tradition, you may want to use, you know, the resulting title to identify yourself in a way that helps you to find your tribe and marks your accomplishment in a way that feeds your self-esteem. I think that is awesome. And you also then have the ability to carry on that tradition for future people that are interested in that. It's all good. I'm so not mocking that. But if it's feeding your ego in a way that gives you If it gives you an air of superiority, it's only served to underscore your insecurities and the need to prove yourself to other people, which ultimately is not a bad thing if you recognize that, because it's just another signpost along the way that's letting you know, hey, we've got some work to do here. I really like the teachings of Abraham Hicks, actually, because from my point of view, from my perspective, we're all extensions of source energy. We are all a piece of the divine. We all have the ability to tap into that love, that understanding, that knowing, whenever we choose. And it might be easier for some of us than others because perhaps we've done a lot of internal work around certain issues that stood in our way, or we have had a regular meditation, prayer, or channeling practice in place for so long that accessing the divine is as easy as flipping on a light switch. It might be that we were heavily traumatized as children and found ourselves frequently leaving our bodies because we felt safe that way. And in doing so, you know, we became more familiar with the spiritual dimensions and better able to pick up on those vibes or pick up on that language. It might be a combination of all those things. But that doesn't make us special. Because those things are there for everyone. The divine is there for everyone. And it's truly, yes, with practice, you can get very good at it. And you might want a teacher to teach you some cool techniques. You might want to give your money to someone online that can certify you how to, you know, access your psychic abilities or how to teach other people to do that. But it's something that in your heart, at your center, you already know how to do. And I mentioned Abraham Hicks because those teachings are really just about getting out of your own way and releasing resistance, kind of like, you know, the divine is flowing through us all the time, but sometimes, you know, imagine your body or your just the container is like a hose and you've got it pinched off in certain places and kinked and tied in knots. So the divine isn't able to flow through you, your psychic ability. If sometimes there's work that you have to do to get those kinks out, to get those knots out. And that's really just about releasing resistance. And a good teacher can help you do that. But they aren't granting you any superpowers. They aren't giving you the powers. The power already exists within you. They're just teaching you how to release it. And then on this subject, kind of jumping around here, but I've noticed these 30 minutes go very, very, very fast, and I want to say everything I have to say on this topic. There are people that like to label themselves certain things because it empowers them. There's some women that like to call themselves a bitch. They feel like they're reclaiming that word. I am not one of them, which is odd because I like to call myself a witch for a similar reason. I've heard some women call themselves a queen, Black women in particular, and I usually get such a great vibe off of that, and it just makes me smile because I can see the way it empowers them. I can see the way that it makes them stand up a little bit taller and speak with more authority, and the way it helps them set healthy boundaries in their life and take pride in themselves, taking care of themselves, and it can really, truly be an empowering label to take on, especially for someone who is treated less than by society, by their family, by their community, because of their gender or the color of their skin or both, which is why I think it's so exciting to see a Black woman take that on. I just think, like, yes, you are a queen. I feel similarly about the word witch. And that has so much to do with where I came from and how I was treated in the past. It's a label that has helped me to move forward with pride in who I am and what I am. And if that is a label that scares you or one that you just can't take seriously, maybe you think it's a joke, good. I'm so glad I put it out there then because I've done us both a favor in calling myself that. And I've saved us both a lot of time because when you get to know me, really, I'm going to scare you or you're not going to be able to take me seriously and you're going to think I'm a joke. So, hey, calling myself a witch, I just saved us a whole lot of time. I love magic. I love my tarot cards. I love my crystals. I channel. I chant. I do all kinds of witchy things. So putting that label out there, it's like a little sign in the shop window that helps you decide if you want to go in and go shopping or not. Do you want to make friends with me? Is that word a block for you? Then, maybe someone else is a better friend for you. And I'm really, jumping around here, but I'm starting to think I should have called this show Hippie Witch, Magic for Everyone rather than Magic for the New Age. Because I believe magic is for everybody. I believe everybody has psychic ability. And I think this is what irritated my friend who sent me that message. But I don't care. This is what I think. I believe we all have a little witch inside of us. I want to help people get in touch with their own magic, whatever they call it. You know, some people call magic miracles. I want to help people get in touch with their own magic. I want to help people empower themselves so that they can go out and create the kick-ass life of their dreams, so they can be happy, so they can live a life they love. Because life is short in the big scheme of things, and it's amazing to me how many of us, and I say us because I'm such a late bloomer, how many of us don't live the life of our dreams and don't give us permission to be who we want to be because we're stuck and hung up on all of these bizarre issues that we didn't even create ourselves because they were programmed into us as kids. So I love to send out a message that helps people get in touch with their own magic, empower themselves, and gives them a sense of, like, entitlement. Like, hey, yes, this is my life. I'm going to grab the reins and take charge, and you don't need some outside authority or some certification to do that. In fact, an outside authority cannot do that for you. Only you can. And I am repeating myself now, but, ooh, that was weird. I think that's my call waiting. I don't know if that's ever happened before. It's divine. It was a divine message underscoring. Yeah, that's call waiting. Sorry, guys. You may get an excellent guide. They may really know their stuff in a way that helps you cut through a lot of the gunk and a lot of those issues and programs that were put in place when you were a kid. They might help you get to the goodies fast, but it's still your own power that they're helping you tap into. And I, for one, believe that it is important to remember that. And I think it's just really about, if you want to work with one of these people online, if you really feel like you need some kind of certification to give yourself permission to start practicing as a crystal healer or whatever that is that you want to do online, if you feel like you need it and you can't move forward without it, then you probably do. But it's a little bit like Dumbo's feather to me in a way. I mean, I'm a person who taught myself everything I know from either just intuitively things I did as a kid or by reading books and then practicing, you know, I mean, like, ooh, that sounds cool, I'm going to try that out. And it either worked for me or it didn't, or maybe it worked for me a little bit, and then I did some more investigating and developed my skills that way. I didn't pay somebody to teach me how to do whatever the things that I do, the witchy things that I do. But if you feel like you can't move forward without that permission, then go out and get that permission. But in a way, it's a little bit like Dumbo's feather. And if you remember the movie Dumbo, Dumbo had this ability to fly, and he became a circus act because he could fly. Dumbo was a baby elephant, and he became a superstar because he could fly, and he thought it was because he was holding a feather in his trunk, and he would hold this feather, and it was the magic feather that allowed him to fly. And then one day he was supposed to perform, and everybody was watching. And you know what, I don't think he was supposed to perform. I think there was a big fire and he was in danger and he had to jump from a building, or I can't remember, something to do with fire. But he lost his feather and he didn't think that he could fly. And his little buddy encouraged him, like, it's not in the feather, it's in you. And come to find out, he spread his little Dumbo ear wings and took off, and he found out he could fly. The power was within him all along, kind of like Dorothy's ruby slippers. We have these myths in place for a reason, because this is universal stuff. These are lessons that we all need to learn. The power is within. If there's a certain label you want to put on yourself, if you want to call yourself a witch because it helps you tap into your own power, go for it. If you want to call yourself a queen because it makes you feel like a queen, it makes you walk different, it makes you talk different, it makes you demand a certain respect for yourself, go for it. Call yourself that. But also use discernment when you run across these different titles, or when someone says, hey, you need this person with this certain title to empower you and to give you this certification to be able to do this. Use your discernment. Is it an empowering label or is it a bullshit title? I love when people try to put their titles on me too. Did you know that I am a third degree brouhaha hubba bubba? Well, what is it that Ellen Dugan says? She just said something really funny when I was interviewing her, and I've heard her say it before. Grand Poobah of the such and such lodge. They'll, you know, do this whole thing, and I'm just like, and? what am I supposed to feel about that? But they say it like, and aren't you so impressed? And I'm thinking, not really, no. I mean, sorry, I don't even know what that means, so I don't even know how to feel about it. And my mind keeps going back to these, you know, archetypes and movies and mythology. I think about the wizard and the Wizard of Oz hiding behind the little curtain, you know. Sometimes I think we hide behind these titles and we hide behind these labels to be like, ooh, oh, aren't you in awe of my magnificent power? And then you kind of like pull the curtain back and you find out it's a little, you know, frightened, nervous old man who's fumbling behind the scenes. Or I think of Indiana Jones when he goes into some village on whatever his quest, and this big old scary guy comes out with a big old sword, and he's going to challenge him, and he's like, oh, wah, 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 and he's waving the sword around, and it's all flashy and intimidating and exciting, and then Andy just, like, very casually pulls his gun out of his, from his little hip holster thing and just goes, pow, shoots him, and then with no fanfare just turns and walks away, you know? You know, I was talking to some friends recently, too, about the term empath and how that is not a term that I personally like to use. And again, that's just because I think we are all empathic and we all have these abilities. And sometimes I think people use labels in a way that actually doesn't serve them and keeps them from living their life. And I think it's good to be like, is this label helping me connect with people or is it actually alienating me? And then the case of like an empath, you know, I'll hear young people sometimes come on YouTube and be like, oh, I'm such an empath and it's such a burden on me. I can't go out into public and I just feel too much. And it's like, well, yeah, you might feel too much, but that's a mental health issue. That's a psycho-spiritual issue. That's an issue that you need help with. I needed help with that. I worked with a therapist who taught me how to open and close my heart chakra to when I wanted to let in energy, when I wanted to let in other people, and when I wanted to close it off. It was a simple little visualization that I was able to do that helped me move through the world in a different way. But had I overly identified with that label and called myself an empath and this burden that I had to carry, I might not have been open to learning a simple technique that changed my life with like a snap of a fingers because I wanted to change it and I was open to changing it. So I think it's important too to ask yourself that. Is this label serving me or is it alienating me from other people and from living my life? Is it keeping me indoors? Maybe it makes you feel special or better than other people. Maybe you like to call yourself an indigo child or a crystal child or a star seed because it makes you feel important or superior to other people. Maybe it feels empowering to you. That's for you to decide. But I do urge you to be careful what labels you put on your kids, especially if they're autistic or they have Asperger's. A lot of parents will call them those kids crystal children or indigo children. And I think that's a way to avoid getting proper treatment for your child or a psychiatric diagnosis and helping them with diet and, you know, teaching them how to socialize. And I don't know that telling them, you're an indigo child, you're very special, is going to help them. I mean, how's that going to play out on the playground when they're telling other kids, I'm a star seed, you know? I don't know if that's very empowering. I don't know that that's the best thing to tell your child when they need to be learning appropriate social skills and how to cope with overstimulation. A lot of these people have sensory issues. I personally don't think that that's a sign of ascension, and I have a son with autism. I think they're actually the canaries in the coal mine that are telling us, hey, we've screwed up our planet. We've screwed up our food. We've screwed up our water. We're injecting ourselves with poison, and it's breaking our bodies. And, yes, these people are very angelic, many of them, my son included. They're very angelic. They feel people's feelings, but that's because their bodies are broken, and they're having to deal more in the spiritual realms. They don't understand social cues. They don't understand language. So they're forced to develop in other areas, so they pick up on people's vibes and stuff. I still think it's important to teach them how to be here on this physical 3D reality. And I didn't even get to talking about everything I wanted to talk about today, and I'm all out of time. That little automated voice comes on, 90 seconds, 60 seconds, 10 seconds. And I've figured out I can go over like 10 seconds or so, but then it just cuts me off. I hope I made my point today. I hope I didn't offend you. If I did, I hope we can still be friends anyways. I send you much love, and I will be here talking at you next Tuesday. Peace.